Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are back again on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. It's actually been a very long time since we resumed our broadcast, and we're thankful today. For me, I'm right back into the flow of things. For you, for those of you who have not followed our broadcast over many years, this is a new experience for you as well. For those of you who have been following us for a long time, you're right back in the saddle, just like me. No matter how long we are, we're gone, whether it's a few weeks, a few months, or even longer. When we come back, it's such a thrill, such an inspiration, such a blessing to be back live on the radio again. Even in the midst of the times of today, where those of us are going through personal struggles, and the world is even more and more in need of a savior in these last days. Once again, we are thankful to be back on the air. Once again, we are sponsored by Equally Yoked in Christ Incorporated, the nonprofit Christian organization dedicated to Christian relationships, biblical education, kingdom building, and ministry networking. Right now, you are listening to the LATR radio broadcast, and that is love at the root, and that is what we teach. You may find us on Facebook, soon to be on Twitter, and of course, if you are not familiar with our ministry, of course, then let me introduce you to who we are, tell you a little bit about who we are before we go into tonight's broadcast. Once again, I'm so thankful. My name is Darren Chapman. I'm so thankful to be here. Love at the Root is where biblical love is taught across a range of social topics for your breakthrough over relationship issues of conscience and ethics. And that says a lot right there. Basically, we are on Facebook, and now we are back again on the broadcast. You will find us, you will find two beloved sisters that are leading up the women's ministry here at Love of the Root Online. You will find them heading up the LATR Women's Prayer Conference every Thursday. If you need to know a little bit more about that, please reach out to myself, and I'll let you know on Facebook, Darren Chapman. But basically, here we are again. This is a teaching ministry on relationships, and just to break it down just a little bit into, if I can categorize it, we teach about biblical love, and this biblical love that we're teaching about is taught across a range, a plethora of social topics and relationships, whether it's topics of divorce, or whether it's topics of communication, whether it's topics of trust, whether it's topics of money issues, of raising children, of being hurt, emotions and heartache, and those are the bad things, but we also talk about the good things as well. It is not our a goal to just give you what you need to get past the bad things, but we also seek to inspire you and edify you about that which is good to talk about regarding Christian relationships. So this biblical love is taught across a range of social topics regarding relationships for your breakthrough. We want you to have breakthrough over toxic and relationships that are complicated and toxic. We want you to have breakthrough over those things. Those things are directly connected to your conscience and to things of that involve your ethics in your personal life, whether it be family, whether it be marriage, whether it be children, whether it be with neighbors or coworkers. Biblical love is how we strive to overcome these things. So this is what we do at the root, at the core of this ministry. Also, before I begin, I just want to mention, just want to tell you about something real quick here. take it back a little bit. You know, when Christianity started, it was the early church that counseled its own people, not the world. Yet today, it seems as though humanists have taken over a great portion of the work of teaching and counseling Christians regarding things like anxiety and stress and relationship issues and things that I just mentioned, trust and depression and so on, because of the belief that since so many Christians act today in relationships just as the world does, that their actions must signal a doctrinal shift in acceptance, being as though the market is so ripe out there, and acceptance to teachings that are of worldly counseling and wisdom and worldly wisdom regarding relationships just as the world receives it. So the world is looking at Christians today and they're saying, hey, they're acting just like the world. So they obviously have taken on a new belief, a new truth, a new doctrine, and that truth and that belief and that doctrine must be coming from the world because that's how they're acting. But yet in divine reality, since counseling is for mankind, from the perspective of divinity, the one who counsels must have a biblical understanding of man's position in light of creation, in light of redemption from vices and for purpose of existence. So many problems in relationships are not a matter of sin initially, but biblical illiteracy. And choices are made without wise counsel and biblical education in unequally yoked relationships, which result in manifested emotional pain, which result in broken hearts, and for many, a lifetime of grief and regret. Therefore, it is nothing short of an act of God. And when we talk about act of God, we're talking about revelation. We're talking about affirmation. We're talking about confirmation that leads us to thinking right and speaking right and acting right in our relationships, which will lead us towards the things that we want in our relationships in life, happiness and joy and in harmony with those of us who go on to get married, the women of God, happiness and harmony and joy with your Boaz and happiness and harmony and joy, man of God, with your men of God, with your Proverbs 30:31, Titus 2, wife. Yet as Jesus does his part, we must do ours. And that entails biblical learning regarding our Christian relationships. So I pose a question to you today, so far away from where we last started online, but yet still right on time. Are you ready for a new relationship? Are you ready for a godly relationship, a relationship equally yoked in Christ? Are you willing to study and show thyself approved before God for your mate? And that is the question when we first came to know what Christian relationships were, and that's the question now. So here at this ministry that we call Love at the Root, we exhort you to listen to the online broadcast on relationships that we're going to be bringing you, posted to our community page on Facebook. And we don't want you to listen just for head knowledge. We really want you to take in what you have heard as far as spiritual food. And here's another question. Will you consider what you hear from our ministry just good listening and entertainment because it's on Facebook, or will you apply the education you hear to your relationships in hopes of seeing and living the good fruit and blessings that will blossom from it and on a regular basis? So as I close out this statement, which really is very important for those who are just coming across our ministry for the first time, for those who have just been kind of like, you know, straggling along. You're not really, you know, connected to the ministry, but it's something that's grabbing you that still keeps you logging on and tuning on. The relationship teaching sponsored here by Equally Yoked in Christ exists to bring you biblically sound insight and counsel on how Christian relationships should be lived out according to the Holy Bible. No matter whether you're married, you're single, divorced, you're separated, your widow, you're dating, you're courting, or you're just friends. There are so many just on the internet alone who need to hear what is being taught here so that they can live it out offline. And so we ask you again, will you help us give God the glory, bless our Christian family, and witness to the lost the greatest message on relationships mankind will ever hear, the gospel of Jesus Christ, gospel relationships of Jesus Christ. Then if so, then we ask that you start by doing one of three things, and you can do this right now, by reaching out to me and volunteering your time. We need volunteers to in so many different areas of this ministry online, coming with your gifts and talents. Hey, Darren, you know, I can, there's so many different things I can do, you know, regarding the edification of the church, regarding relationships. You know, maybe it's men's ministry, maybe it's women's ministry, maybe it's marriage ministry, maybe it's prayer ministry. And you believe in what we're doing, and you just want to help this ministry expand, first for the glory of God, for the edification of the church, and for the gospel message that is going to be preached and taught to the lost. And third, if you can bless us, please, with your donations. There's so many things that we want to do as far as expanding our ministry that takes those types of resources. So we would thank you for that as well. So any one of those three things would help us continually to put this ministry in a position where that we can help so many online that are hurting in their relationships, and through God and through his word, open up a door where light will come through and they can see and they can hear, and then hopefully they can apply what it is to have a winning relationship in their life. Love at the root, equally yoked in Christ. All right. And that is a little bit about us. I'm here tonight with one of our women ministry leaders online. Very blessed sister, very powerful sister. You get a chance to, on Thursday night, she heads up the women's ministry on Facebook with her partner. I'm not going to say partner in crime, but her partner in divine, Desiree Ross. But right now we're talking to Sister Monique Edgehill, one of the women's ministry leaders here at Love at the Root online. Monique, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello. How are you, Darren?
How are you? Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here. I know you have a busy schedule. There's a lot of things that I want to ask you. There's a lot of things that maybe people want to know about you. We're doing this broadcast because we have so many online that are reading your postings, trying to edifying the women of God online in the church, inspiring them towards greater and better and more blessed relationships. And we just want to take some time tonight to talk to you about who Monique is from a couple of different aspects, so that the people who read your posts all across Facebook day and night, they can get to know a little bit more about who you are. And hopefully once they listen to this broadcast, because we're going to put it out there, you know, that would give them even more reason to want to just, you know, send you a note or, you know, friend you or even get to know you personally. You know, this ministry is about connecting Christians to Christians. It's about networking. It's about kingdom building. So we hope a lot of that comes out from those who listen to this broadcast to get to share a little bit about who you are and get to connect with you in those ways. Well, Monique, I have three questions. I'm going to start with one because I kind of put these in a category, in three categories. And the categories are faith, ministry, and life.
Okay.
I'm going to start with faith, and if we could just let us know when Monique looks at Monique. And she looks at herself, and she she says, I have faith and I have great faith and I have faith, hopefully and prayerfully, as solid as what that mustard seed.
Yes.
Let the world know, and let people on Facebook know, and let the women of God on Facebook know, what does Monique mean when she looks at herself and she says, I have faith?
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you, and it's a privilege to be on Love at the Root Ministry broadcast. And so when I look at myself and see Monique, and what does that mean in terms of faith? It's a vast amount of experience that I've been through. I've seen the Lord bring me through. I've seen the Lord protect me. I've seen when I prayed and fast, I saw how God showed up and showed out. And as a result, when I see myself because of those things that I've been through, I see a strong warrior sister in Christ. That's what I see when I see myself and I think of faith.
Amen. Amen. And where does your faith, and let us know, you know, where does your faith come from? Where is it grown out from? Who gives you that faith?
Well, my faith comes from God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of course. And because of the trials and tribulations that I've been through and how he's brought me through those trials, through the Word of God, through the guiding of the Holy Spirit, and me being obedient to his Word, I look back and realize that it's just an ongoing test after test after test. And if I passed the test back then, I can pass it again. And for each level, there is a new devil. So I back in and get stronger because I know it's going to require me to do more than what I did the last time. So I'm prepared.
Yeah, tell it to us. Tell it to us. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage those sisters out here who may not know. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. You ask.
Come on.
So if I'm going to talk to a sister who has struggles with in relationship, I'm going to use that as an example because that's very popular with the women, especially young women these days. Having a man in their lives. If you have for me, when I was dating, to have someone that is not equally yoked in your life to disturb your peace, to disturb your to rob you of your self-esteem, to take that which you took the time to make with God and you allow a brother to come into your life who's not yoked or don't believe the same as you, to disturb that, for me, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Number one, it should not happen from the beginning because he's not on your level. But since you're there, you have one or two choices. At least I'm a very conscientious person. So I begin to think, is this what I really want? Is this what God wants for me? And if I stay in it, the Lord, because of the Holy Spirit that's in me, and because I want to do the right thing, begins to deal with me. And how does that happen? He starts talking to me spiritually. What are you doing? I become uncomfortable. I no longer can really have a relationship with this particular brother because my reaction to him will be, you know, this is not even right. And I will even sometimes say that to the brother, and they will look at me like, well, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you know what? Never mind. It's something that I have to deal with. And then I would have to just you know, go back to myself, go within myself and say, listen, I got to straighten this out and I got to make this right between me and God. So I go on my knees and I ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit to give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the strength to take on this task of cutting this relationship loose. Because I know it's not going to end up right. And this is not what God has for me anyway.
Right. Monique, let me ask you, you talk to a lot of sisters out there, women in the faith. What do you believe is the most of what you're hearing that is the number one thing of why women may be single in the church or women may be distrusting in the church or women may just be angry in the church because they're still single? You know, is it something that you can nail down in one or two things that you hear from all the women that you speak with, or is it just like a range of things?
I believe it's a range of things, but one out of in the range, there is one that is dominant, that sticks out, and it's that from my point of view, from what I'm hearing, that the brothers are not committed. And the women have taken chances in the past with non-committal brothers and have gotten themselves terribly, terribly hurt. Now they run to the church, of course, and they, you know, seek that protection from that life and get guidance. And they find out even in the church, the men are not committed. So they are frustrated.
I'm glad you said that because I was about to, excuse me for breaking in here, but
I just had to,
you know, your statement is women are just, you know, a lot of women are running to the church. You know, I don't know if you ever had, and I hope not, but if you ever had this type of bad experience, and you want to speak on it, you know, please do. Have you ever ran to the church for help and then you turned around and realized that the brother, whether he's a pastor or a deacon or a leader of the church, that he's giving you the same business from the brother you're running from out on the other side of the church? Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
So come on, can you speak on it?
Well, unfortunately, just recently, as of last year, it happened. That was the first time that happened. It's because from what I'm seeing, there's too much world in the church. The pastors are watering down the gospel. Not only that, the pastors themselves may not have anyone that they are particularly accountable to. And so they run in this game in the church. And then you have the brothers who are in the church taking their lead from the leader who's playing this game.
Right. Domino effect. Right.
There you go. So then now, unbeknownst to the women, we come in to seek refuge and to seek guidance and counselors, and then we find out that if it ain't the pastor, it's the brothers running the game. And it's and the sisters are like, for real? Really? Then they find themselves in a position to say, you know, well, those that are living holy, they just stay on lock and just wait because we know God. And we know God can move in the midst of even that. But then you have sisters who are hurt, who are damaged, who don't know where to go, and they are wayward. They slip back out.
That is a shame. That's not a good thing, obviously. As one of the women ministry leaders here at Love at the Root Online, and this relationship teaching ministry that we're striving on a daily basis to bring to the internet world. What do you have to say to those sisters that are being hurt from the standpoint of a woman of God and of a ministry leader? And what do you also have to say to those brothers out there that are running these games in the church?
Well, for the sisters, for the sisters, we definitely try to encourage them and console them, and because we've all been down that road. I may not experience exactly that experience that particular sister has or had, but I've had some form of hurt that can relate. You know, so we encourage them in the Word of God, and we let them know who they are in God. You're beautiful and you're wonderfully made. God, I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you. They are good and they are not evil to bring you to an expected end.
Yeah.
You know, those promises of God, you know, we, because it's not being taught like it's supposed to in the church, we love to, and I say we, is Des, my co-host, and I, we love to reiterate those promises to continue to bring them up. Some of the sisters never even heard of them, so they don't even know, and they're in the church.
Right.
So we begin to, you know, use the Word of God and use the Spirit of God through love and encourage them that you are worth you are somebody to God. You are more than what you think you are. You can't even imagine the amount of love that God has for you and the beautiful things that He has waiting for you.
Yes.
So that is what we do, and that's what we try to do, encourage the sisters in that way through the promises of God and allowing them to know that the Holy Spirit dwells within you, gives you that power to overcome any obstacles in your life.
Amen. Amen. What's your word to those brothers out there?
To the brothers? I say this, the Word of God says, when I was a child, I thought as a child and I did childish things, but when I became a man, I put away. They have to put it away, consciously put the game playing away, put it away and stand up and be a man that God called you to be in this earth. You are not to be, I can't say every man, but according to the Word of God, it is not good for man to be alone. So I do not believe in a man being single forever unless he's called to be a eunuch or a monk.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to decide to grow up, put away those things, those lustful, youthful lust, and all of those things that will tie him into the world. Get into the Word of God to see what God has for him.
Mm-hmm.
He will be amazed that he will not have to toil and work for the love that God already has right there in his hands for him. Because I believe we all want the same thing, male and female. We all want to be loved and accepted for who we are. And I believe that God has that for each and every one of us. But we have to make ourselves available and yield to God. And to the amount that our heart yields to God, that is the amount God can move and bless in our lives.
Mm. Amen. Amen. For those of you just tuning in, you are listening to the LATR Radio Network. That's Love at the Root. I'm Darren Chapman, founder of EYIC, Equal Yoke in Christ Incorporated, a nonprofit Christian organization online, bringing you teachings from a perspective of biblical love on relationships, single, married, widowed, dating, courting, right on down the block. I'm here with one of our women's ministry leaders at the middle of the hour. It is 10 p.m. Here on a Tuesday, a very warm Tuesday night here on the East Coast, June 21st, 2016. We're here with Monique Edgehill, one of the women's ministry leaders here at Love of the Root. You can find her on the prayer conference line, praying for you. Amen. Listening to your testimony as you call in. Amen. Encouraging you. Amen. Teaching about relationships to you on Facebook daily. Amen. So many ways this sister right here can bless your life. I would encourage you to just reach out to her and say hi, be a friend. We are talking about tonight. This is a special broadcast. We're talking about just meeting Monique and listening a little bit to about her views on the faith and just the type of woman that she is. And we're going to be getting a little bit of taste of that in a few minutes. We encourage you to, if you're not familiar with our ministry, to log on to Facebook. You can go up in the search engine and you can type in Love at the Root, or I guess if you're from a starting point of Google, wherever you are on the internet or your cell phone, www.facebook.com/loveattheroot. No spaces, Love at the Root. And come on by and get blessed by the many, many things that we share in biblical love regarding the social exploits, the social injustices, the social complications and the toxicity that go on in the lives of the church today. We want you to get that breakthrough so that your conscience and that your ethics, when you look at your ethics regarding relationships, they will be sound and they will be upright, and you can walk in the righteousness of Christ while you're delegating your affairs. Monique, let's move on to ministry. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into ministry, when ministry first came into your life, and even up to the point of how you got here and you're blessing us here at Love at the Root?
Well, ministry, that's really, wow. I never even thought about it as a ministry. I got saved at 19, and I just love to pray. I just love to pray, but I would never pray openly. Mm-hmm. I would just always pray inwardly.
Now, why is that?
And,
why is that?
Well, one, because no one ever asked me at the time.
Okay.
I was in a well-established church, so you just, follow along, just do what you're supposed to do. And number two,
was that a Kojic church?
No, look, we was battling with Kojic, though. No, it wasn't Kojic, though.
Or
no,
was that a holiness church? Was that a holiness
It was
church?
A holiness church. Just a kind of holiness. But holiness. No earrings, no makeup, no perm, no stockings, the whole nine. Yeah. So that was number one. Nobody asked me to. And number two, I was a little shy because, I thought there was a formula, there was a way to pray. So I remember the very, very first time I prayed openly. It was my church, and we was going on a bus tour, going somewhere, and they asked for somebody to pray, for our safety. Well, lo and behold, they said, Sister Edgehill, can you pray? I looked around and I was like, oh, there's only one Sister Edgehill with my name. So I looked and I said, oh. And they said, could you pray? And I said, sure. Well, when I prayed and after I finished praying, everybody was like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even know what came out of my mouth, but I know the power of God was released into the atmosphere on that bus. Because I would pray within myself. So that power came out when it was time. It just came out and it just saturated that atmosphere in the bus. And that became the talk. And I was like, okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Lord. So that was the first time. Okay, then after that, fast forwarding, then I went to my aunt's church, and, you know, I was going there for a minute, and she asked me to be an intercessory prayer warrior. I said, oh, I don't know what that is. And she said, well, you pray. That's all you do. You just pray. And she gave me a country, and she said, pray over the country. I said, pray over the country? What country? She said, well, what country coming into your spirit? I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is this, Lord? So then she said, how about you just pray about whatever the Lord gives you? I said, okay. So I was a teacher. I thought about children. And that's what I prayed for, the children. And so from that, it just moved up. And then one day someone said to me, you are a very a vital instrument in the kingdom of God through prayer. And I said, uh-huh, okay. And they prophesied and said, when you perfect your prayer life, there is nothing, nothing that enemy could do. In fact, he's going to be scared of you. When you go into your prayer closet, that enemy is running because your prayer is going to get answered. And I just looked. I was so shocked. And so, you know, I thank God, you know, that I've have not perfected it, my prayer life, but it is in perfection. And as we are all moving from glory to glory to glory, this is a daily walk. But I do know as time went on, I became an intercessory prayer warrior. I prayed for people at the altar. I noticed the Lord began to answer a lot of prayers that I put forth. And as a result of that, looking back, hindsight, I see that that particular prophecy is still coming to pass. Because even now, I pray, and, you know, I thank God he hears my prayer. Mm-hmm. So that's part of my ministry. And then I have a passion. I have a passion for wanting to see women, and not only women, just people to hear the truth. They don't have to live in the decadent darkness of the enemy's lies.
That's right.
They don't have to. The word of God is here. You don't have to walk down Sin Street. You don't have to. And especially in the church, you don't have to. Some people who are in the church, they don't know how to control their flesh, which I understand is a big deal these days in the church. And it's because they're not taught how to do that. You just don't stop on your own. The first thing you have to know is that you have to have a relationship. You have to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And you have to know that when you accept him as Christ and your Lord and Savior, you have to believe on him. And you have to believe his word and his promises and what he says about you and who you are in him and what he has come down into this earth to do for you so that you can walk in victory, so you can walk in the supernatural, so you can walk above this world system. So they have to be taught that, which a lot of that is not going on. A lot of teaching is not going on. It's come to church, and, you know, and, you know, just ask God to forgive you. And, you know, and just going about your business. But I was sharing with my son a couple of months ago, and he was like, well, Ma, you know, when people, you know, have, you know, commit sin, they do ask, God don't hold anything against you. I said, I noticed that that's very popular with a lot of people in the church. I said, but do you understand that the word of God says when you sin willingly, there is no more remission of sin? He looked at me. I said, it's in the word of God. You can't, in other words, don't get me wrong, he will forgive you, but you can't keep consciously planning your sin and thinking God is going to say, okay, you ask for forgiveness, it's not a problem. He is giving you, you have operated in grace, and he's going to give you a chance to get yourself together because as the word of God says, be not marked, what you sow, you shall reap. And the word of God also says, be sure your sins will surely find you out. So
we have to make sure that we understand that when you go in, when people are going and doing their daily lives, playing, doing church or getting some Jesus in and going back out there in the world, that's going to end up showing up. It's going to show up real soon because that's going to get real tired real quick. So, with that being said, a lot of people just don't know the word, and they're living in darkness in the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, that is one of the reasons why we are here online, and that is trying to striving to get biblical literacy on the rise regarding our relationships, so that we can move one step. You know, the word talks about stepping step to step, glory to glory.
Amen.
Into the likeness of Christ. You know, we want our relationships one teaching at a time, one step at a time. Get closer and closer to the likeness of Christ.
Amen.
Very, very, very powerful testimony. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also knowing this, that you are not your own. Your body belongs to God. You're the temple of the living God. And see, people don't have that understanding of why they're even here, what their purpose is. So all of that is tied in together. And like I said, but a lot of that teaching is not going on, so you have people living in darkness in the church.
Yeah, and that is a sad, a statement, is a sad commentary, if you go further with it. We are coming down to about 15 or so minutes plus left in the broadcast. For those of you just tuning in, we are live here on the LATR Radio Network, speaking with Monique Edgehill. She is one of the women's ministry leaders at Love of the Root. You can find her on Facebook on Thursday nights, heading up with her partner in divine, not crime, but her partner in divine, Desiree. Amen. Desiree Ross, praying for you, having social discussion with you, getting to know you, inspiring you, and educating you, and so much more. One last thing before I mention the last topic of what I would like for you to share with us, Monique, a little bit back in your testimony about ministry, you mentioned something about teaching. You love teaching, and what are you doing in your secular life? Is that something you're doing as well? Because we all know that you're striving to teach and you're teaching in the ministry, but how about in that big bad world out there?
Well, I am a teacher by nature. That's my divine gift from God. Yes, I am. I am a teacher. I also taught adults at one time, adult learning classes in through childcare. So I've done that as well. So I've did from kindergarten all the way up to adults. And so I am certified in the elementary level of education, and I've taught for almost 20 years in that capacity. And it's rewarding. It's a mixture now, but it's very rewarding because I get to teach the children about God as well. They say in a secular school you're not to bring Christ into the classroom. However, the children initiate that. And so whatever the children initiate, I take it to the ninth degree. And we have a wonderful time in God. Some don't know God. Some don't know Christ. They know Allah. And then I break it down for them. I don't get into the different religion. I just, expound on my religion, my faith. And most of the kids there, will share. And we'll just leave it at that. But for the most part, that's what I do. I teach my children academics as well as life skills and moral skills.
Amen. 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 Last question, Monique. And then this is just, you know, straightforward. We've heard your testimony about ministry and teaching and on both sides, ministry and out in the secular world, and your faith. And before I ask you this question about life, do you have any type of praise report or testimony? And if you don't, that's fine. But if you do and you want to share it, that you can give us regarding any type of medical situation or health situation?
Yes. Over about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in my right breast, and with stage 4, and I had to have a mastectomy. I also had reconstruction done. And through that, my walk with Christ became even more closer and more intense.
Yeah.
And I have now such an intensity, a passion, and a tenacity about holding on to God's word, because each and every step of my journey through my particular cancer treatment, I took God with me. In each and every step. It was at one point I did not go through the full 16 rounds of chemo. The Lord allowed me only to go through 4, and he told me, I heard it so strong in my spirit, stop it. When I went to my physician, they were all upset at me. They documented, the conscientious woman, and, you know, very well self-educated in her health, and they just left me alone. When I went to for radiation, I only went for 5 treatments I was supposed to go for, I think 8 or 9. They stopped. I heard the Lord say, stop, that's it. So each and every step of the way, I consulted the Lord. I never used any medication. After that, I only use supplements, and I changed my diet radically.
Right.
So that is part of my experience. So when we go through, for me, when we go through things like that in our lives, that's like a fork in the road. You have to make a decision, and that decision usually, for me, forces you into a higher level with God.
Yeah.
And forces you to look retrospectively at your life and just to see what is it that you did and you did not do, and how God gave you the grace through each and every milestone of your life in the past. And now what is it that you can do differently to enhance your life with God and make it even better? So I took that opportunity, and with my father, God bless his soul, he was way before his time. He was always a health herbalist and, you know, vegetarian back in the 60s. So that definitely helped me. And so as a result, I am cancer-free. I take no medication. All I do is take my supplements, and I stay away from processed food, and I live a godly, healthy life in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 I don't know if anybody can really say it better than that. We are thankful that you took the Lord with you, Jesus, through every step of that process. We're thankful that you came out of that. We're thankful that we can hear this testimony, and once again, giving him glory, that he is the greatest healer. And he comes through.
Yes.
When he's ready to come through, it's always right on time for us. And we just thank him for that, that he came through in your life in such a big way. Monique, we only have about maybe a good 5 or so minutes left in the broadcast. The word life, can you give us in about 2 or 3 minutes, what does that mean to you, just life? If somebody walked up on the street and said, tell me what life is, what would your answer be in about 2 or 3 minutes?
Life. Life would be knowing the true giver of life, which is God. That is life, knowing who the true giver of life is, having a relationship with your Lord and Savior, the creator of life. Find your life in God, and he will reveal to you how to walk out this life on this earth. Love everybody that come across your path.
Mm-hmm.
How do you love them? Love them through the Spirit of God. You cannot do it in your own humanness, but because of God, you can. So when you see someone and you quick, because I'm one of those quick ones, raised in Brooklyn, I'll be quick to say, but I said, there for the grace of God, go I.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for God's grace, that could be me.
Yes.
And if I wasn't doing that particular thing, I was doing something, and it wasn't pleasing to God.
Yeah.
So what I began to do is say, you know, God bless them, Lord, wherever they at, whatever state they're at or stage they're at in this journey, bless them, Father God, forgive me. And that's all you can do. Live life to the fullest in God. Be, take life experiences and ask God to show you what is it that you need to learn. What is your purpose here on this earth? Why do you have this life? And ask him to help you walk out your life in him. That's the best I can say about life. Life is to be lived, and it's for you to love and enjoy. And the word of God said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So have your life in Christ and experience that abundant life in God.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful, heartfelt way to end this broadcast tonight. I know I have been blessed by so many things that you have stated tonight, Sister Edgehill. Folks, Monique Edgehill, one of the two women ministry leaders here at Love at the Root, the LATR, on Facebook, this ministry that we're bringing you regarding relationships. Monique, you want to tell everybody when you and Desi are on and the times that you know.
Yes, we are on every Thursday night from 8 to 9:30 because we stretch it to 2 hours, so thank God. And we are on from the number is 563-999-2090. That's the conference call number, the access code number.
Mm-hmm. You want to give us that number one more time in case somebody didn't hear it?
Sure. The conference call number is 563-999-2090. The access code, 458-438. So we look, please join us. The Lord is moving. The Holy Spirit is moving, and the women are being blessed. Desi has a word every evening for the women. The women come on just open and are blessed because they are giving of themselves through their testimony of what the Lord has done, as well as sharing what God has revealed to them. So we're just being blessed, you know, in and out. We give and they give, and then we get and they get. So we just want to say, look, we look forward and you are joining us at our Love at the Root Ladies Prayer Ministry Prayer Line Conference Call on Thursday night from 8 to 9:30 p.m.
Amen. Amen. For those of you who are listening, this broadcast going on right now is live. It's 10:25 p.m. on Tuesday, June 21st. But if you're not listening to this broadcast at this time, that means surely you're listening to the archive, because we're going to put this up on Facebook, this broadcast, in a few minutes. And we just want you to share this broadcast as a praise report, as a blessed testimony, as a witness to God's power working through the lives of not only women but His children, and in every circumstance that they just reach out to Him for and have trust in Him and the Lord Jesus that He's going to come through. We're going to try to have Desi on maybe tomorrow night, sometime this week, and then we can do this all over again. But right now, Monique, it is such a blessing for you to just take your time out of your evening, come on to the radio here at the LATR radio network and just share so much about yourself with us. And we pray that, you know, the women and hopefully even men that may want to listen to this broadcast on the archive and get inspired, that folks just pour out to you on Facebook. You know, just go ahead and friend you and just be encouraged about all of what you have to say about relationships and love and learning. And, of course, about giving praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just want to tell you that I just pray that the love of God just continues to pour out on your life, the love of God just continues to fill your presence and overflows in your presence. And I want to thank you that you just continue to love the women in the church. On this prayer conference line every Thursday, you're touching their minds, their hearts, and not all relationships are easy. So we thank you that the Lord has raised you up in spirit. We believe and we pray that you can be such an encouragement to the women in the church, and I pray many men as well. I want to thank you for being here tonight, and I just want to say God bless you and thank you, sister.
Thank you. It was a privilege, Darren.
All right. God bless. That's it, folks. I thought I was going to come in and try to wrap this up in 30 minutes, but it's never quite that quick. So we're going to try to do another hour with second or our next. I don't want to say second, but our next women's ministry leader, Desiree Ross. Hopefully that will take place sometime this week. Once again, if you're just tuning in for the first time or you're new to our ministry, go on over to facebook.com/ Love at the Root, where biblical love is taught across a range of social topics for your breakthrough over relationship issues of conscience and ethics. I'm Darren Chapman. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.